Same of the 13th chapter, start reading verse number 8. And he tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. And Saul said, bring hither a burnt offering to me and peace offerings. And he offered the burnt offering. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of the offering, the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him that he might salute him. And Samuel said, what hast thou done? And Saul said, because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou camest not within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at mismatch, therefore, said I, the Philistines will come down upon me to Gilgal, and I have not made supplication unto the Lord. I forced myself, therefore, and offered a burnt offering. And Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart. And the Lord hath commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. Verse number 14 again. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart. I'd like to preach for just a few moments here this morning on a man after God's own heart. Would you stretch your hand this way, ask the Lord to help us. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the stir that we feel here at the Highway of Holiness. We're thanking you, Lord, for the power of God that's been made manifest among us. We ask, God, that you would continue to bless even in the preaching of your word, in particular, Lord, in these altar services this morning. And we'll not fail to give you all the praise and all the glory, for there is none other. In Jesus' name, and the congregation said, amen. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart. A man after God's own heart. First of all, I want to make it very clear, and it's obvious to me and probably obvious to you. I don't believe that when God was seeking a man, that I believe when it applies to us and we make it applicable to us today, that he's talking about the male gender alone. I believe not only can you be a man after God's own heart, but you also can be a woman after God's own heart. So this morning I'd like to make it very clear that I'm not just preaching to the men. Everybody can be an individual after God's own heart. Hallelujah. One of the things, amen, there's a couple things about verse number 14 that really made me almost, it made me lift my hands when I saw this. It made me praise the Lord. For the Bible says, the Lord hath sought. The Lord began to seek. The Lord began to look. I take it it's more than a casual glance. And we're not talking about, I overlook things all the time. I can't find my socks, honey. I can't find this, can't find that, and she'll come and show me it's right under my nose all the time. But God's not like that. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's all-seen. And the Bible said that the Lord hath sought. That tells me, amen, that one of two things. First of all, it tells me that a man after God's own heart, or an individual after God's own heart, is not readily available. They are not you just don't stumble over them. They're just not anywhere and everywhere. Amen. A man after God's own heart, if God had to seek, if God had to put on his looking clothes, if you will, and seek out a man, and deliberately look for a man after God's own heart, it tells me that they're not everywhere, and they're not readily available. Amen. As a matter of fact, amen, probably it means that they're few and far between. God help us this morning. Not only this, it also gives me hope, because I know if God's looking, if anybody can find a man or an individual after God's own heart, God can find them. Another thing that thrilled me and caused me to worship the Lord when I was looking at this is that if you run a chronological study, even on this scripture, you'll find out. And now let me ask you a question. When you think about this man after God's own heart, who do you think about? You think about David. Of course it means David, you would say. But if you run a chronological study on this particular verse of scripture, you'll find out that David hasn't even been born yet. David doesn't even exist. Amen. When God, amen, told Saul through Samuel the prophet, amen, that the Lord had sought out a man after his own heart, David did not even exist. Amen. Matter of fact, it was when David was 17 years old is when the Lord began to move upon him. Amen. And I thought, amen, before David was even born, God waited 17 years to find a man after his own heart. In just a few days and 9 days, including today, I'll be 41 years old. And I got to thinking, could it be that even 41 years ago, God was looking for me to be a man after his own heart? And I wonder, have I achieved that? Have I come to that? Amen. You may be here this morning. You may be a teenager as when David was found at 17 years old. You may be a young person this morning, and God, way before you was born, was looking for you. Amen. To flourish and to come to fruition. God was looking for you. He's been looking for you. You may be here this morning in your 20s. Amen. You may be here this morning in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and maybe even 80s or even 90s. But way back before you were even born, God was seeking you to be an individual after His own heart. Will somebody lift a hand to heaven and praise the Lord this morning? What are the characteristics of a man after God's own heart? Well, since this is a part of Saul's rejection, not only do we have in our repertoire, amen, to illustrate, amen, a man after God's own heart, the life of David, and of course we will use that and try to limit ourselves, amen, to that. And also we have, amen, the example of Saul that we can use, since particularly this phrase, a man after God's own heart, was given in rejection, amen, of Saul. Amen. So not only can we use the life of David, but we can also use the life of Saul to illustrate, amen, what a man after God's own heart really is. Amen. Or in Saul's case, what he is not. If we look at what Saul had become, amen, you can tell right away. Amen. You could say that is not a characteristic, amen, of a man after God's own heart, or God would have not had to seek another. God would have not had to go another route and go another way if that was the case. Amen. Someone who is, amen, a man after God's own heart, first of all, is very meticulous, amen, to obeying the word of the Lord. Amen. I like to say that he has a great allegiance to the word of God. Amen. Amen. I tried to remember some of these things and memorize some of them, but I didn't want to trust my memory. I'm almost 41 now, you know. And so I wrote some of these things down. Amen. Someone who is a man after God's own heart has a great allegiance, and there is a rigorous reservation to the rules of God. There is a complete compliance to the commandments of God. There is a serious submission to the statutes of God. There is a strict subjection to the scriptures of God. There is a loving loyalty to the law of God. And there is a precise performance to the precepts of God. Those are some of the characteristics of an individual after God's own heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Their greatest pleasure is when they fulfill the will of God. Their greatest disappointment is when they don't. Hallelujah. Amen. What we take pleasure in this morning, amen, is an indictment of what's in our heart. Amen. It reveals, amen, to the world, amen, what it's all about inside of us. Amen. If we can disregard the Word of God and the law of God and the will of God, amen, it's a great indictment, amen, of where we're at or what our heart is about. Amen. When we can take pleasure, amen, in disobeying the Word of God. Saul had a great disregard for the Word of God, at least, amen, the completeness of it. Amen. He went against, amen, God's economy and God's, amen, precepts, in that he did not wait for Samuel to come. Amen. He took upon himself, amen, the job of the priest, if you will. Amen. Which he had no right and had no business doing. Somebody shout amen. Amen. He disregarded. He said, I forced myself to do it. Amen. But oh, friend, let me tell you. Amen. He didn't perform the word of the Lord, but he said he did. Amen. And I can see with arrogance he built himself an altar. Amen. Yes, he went through the worship service. He went through their ceremony. You can be here this morning. Amen. You can be here. You can be faithful. But that doesn't mean you're a man or woman after God's own heart. Amen. You can even stand as they sing the songs of Zion. But that doesn't mean you're a man or a woman after God's own heart. Amen. Because if you were a man or woman after God's own heart, amen, you would not let the message go through one ear and out the other. Amen. You would not disregard. Amen. As Brother Collins was up here last night, amen, talking about missing the county fair. Amen. 23 years, did you say? Amen. Missed the county fair. And amen. Hadn't been to King's Island one time. Amen. Some of you just let it go. Amen. Let me tell you, friend. Amen. When we take pleasure in the things, amen, that are outside of the will of God, amen, we are in allegiance not with the Word of God, but we're in allegiance with Saul. Amen. He's a rebel. Amen. And when you're a rebel, not only do you put yourself, amen, in the company with Saul, but you put yourself in the company, amen, with the devil and all the rebels down through the Bible and all through the history. Amen. Will somebody shout amen? Amen. Amen. Yes, a man or a woman after God's own heart, their greatest pleasure is when they fulfill the word of the Lord. You say, but yeah, Saul disobeyed God, but you say, Brother Blanton, so did David. Amen. There's a difference, friend, in making a mistake and taking pleasure in sin. Amen. Yes, David sinned, and I'll not skirt the issue. I'll not avoid it. He sinned miserably. It was a monstrous sin. It was a miserable sin. It was a terrible sin. It was a humongous sin. And I don't want to de-emphasize how wrong that David was when he committed adultery with Bathsheba. Amen. But when you look at verse number 38 of Psalms, amen, or Psalms 38, verse number 1, and I'll try to limit myself to David's writings in particular. Amen. David, amen, is crying to the Lord. He said, O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. For thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. Does that sound like a man that's glad that he sinned? Does that sound like a man that's delighted, amen, in his transgression? For my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness in me. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and all my groaning is not hid from me. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of my eyes, it is also gone from me. Amen. This doesn't sound to me like a happy camper. This doesn't sound to me like a man that's glad that he's committed these terrible sins. Amen. But oh, he goes moaning and groaning all the day long. He called it a loathsome disease. Let me tell you, friend, there's a difference in making a mistake and being sorry for it than there is just going on. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you, friend, if you can trample over the Word of God, if you can trample over the precepts of God, amen, and you can just go on and live your life and even have the arrogance, amen, to act like you're spiritual, amen, you are certainly not an individual after God's own heart. Will somebody shout glory? Amen. Amen. But David, amen, David had a great allegiance to the Word of God. Amen. Even in the first Psalm. Amen. Blessed is the man that walketh not after the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, or sitteth or standeth in the way of sinners, but his delight is in the law of God. And on it doth he meditate both day and night. Let me tell you, David was a lover of God's Word. He really was. Amen. In the longest chapter of the Bible, Psalms 119, really you could just pick out a verse anywhere and see David's allegiance and his delight in the Word of God. But in verse number 11, he said, "Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee," and I'm hurrying. Amen. And in verse 105, amen, I believe it is, in verse 105, amen, let me find it. Verse 105, he said, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." Glory to God. "I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments." Even in verse number 106, "I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil." I believe he loved the Word of God, don't you? "I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love." Verse 167, "My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly." Can somebody shout amen? Amen. Yes, David delighted in the Word of God. Not only was there delight, but he also shows us in that Psalms 119 and verse number 33 the duration of it. He says, "Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I will keep them unto the end." Hallelujah. Amen, brother. Amen, Brother Cunningham. Not only when I'm old, young, but also when I become old. Amen. I will keep them till the end. Hallelujah. You know the common way folks do it. Amen. It's all right for them, and then they get a little looser on their children sometimes. And by the time, amen, the grandchildren come up, amen, they completely forgotten, amen, the Word of God. They completely forgotten the precepts, amen, of the Word of God. But not only did David say, "I love it now," amen, but when the end comes, I'm still going to be a lover. Amen. I'm going to endure in my love and my delight to the Word of God. Amen. Friend, we need lovers of the Word of God. Amen. Somebody said, "Well, we need more singing." I love singing. And Highway Holiness, it's got some of the best singing. We had some visitors last night that was just, amen, they were just flabbergasted, I guess, amen, at the wonderful music that is here at the Highway of Holiness. But the Bible said, "They that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved," and that's a wonderful promise. But how shall they call upon Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they, amen, believe in Him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear except there be a preacher? And how shall He preach, hallelujah, except He be sent? Amen. There can be nothing ever take the place, amen, of God's Word. Will somebody shout amen? Amen. I was with a bunch of preachers, and Brother Randy Webb piped up. They was talking about commentaries. And, amen. I told you before, but Brother Randy Webb said, amen, hey fellas, have you tried the Bible? It sheds a lot of light on those commentaries. Let me tell you, friend, I love books. Amen. I love McCartney, and I love Boreham, and I love, amen, I love to read Chapel, and amen, and Chowett, and I've got many of all those authors and others too. But let me tell you, amen, my real love is for this black back book, amen, called the Word of God. It's not only called the Word of God, it is the Word. It not just contains the Word of God, it is the Word of God, and I love it. And I can't understand people, amen. Yeah, sometimes when they first get saved, they read a little bit, but I can't understand, amen, a lack of desire, amen, to read the Bible. Will somebody shout amen?
Amen. Not only does he show us the delight and the duration, but he also in verse number 34 of Psalm 119 talks about his diligence. "Give me understanding and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart." Amen. Well, our pastor in Germantown, the former pastor, made the Sunday school teachers and the singers and the musicians sign a paper saying that they would support holiness. Amen. But it didn't work. Amen. They were still worldly in their heart. Amen. But if you become a lover, if you're a man or woman after God's own heart, amen, you're going to love it when the Word of God's read. You're going to love it when it's preached, and you're going to keep it. Not just on the surface and not just the same face, but you're going to keep it when nobody's looking. You're going to keep it with your whole heart and everything that is within you. Will somebody shout amen? So not only does an individual after God's own heart have a great allegiance, amen, to the law of God, but he also has a great ardor for the righteousness of God. That word ardor just simply means passion. The theoris I was looking for passion, and I wanted something to start with A, so the theoris even showed me ardor. Amen. They have a passion. They want more of God. Saul was satisfied with almost performing the Word of God. Almost doing that which is right. Amen. I mean, we've killed, amen, everything except for Agai and the chiefest spoil. Hallelujah. Amen. He went a certain way and then he stalled. He went so far, but he didn't go far enough. Amen. He started the journey and got plumb right almost to the journey, but amen, he stopped before it was completed. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, amen. It's easy to take part of this book and believe it. Amen. It's easy to take part of God and stand by it. It's easy to take that easiness and that love, and amen, that he's with us always, as amen, it's already been mentioned this morning. It's easy that, but oh, amen, God spoke to Job out of whirlwind. Amen. He told him, amen, to gird himself like a man, and I'll require some things of you. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, friend, amen, God requires some things of us. Amen. And if you're an individual after God's own heart, you'll have a passion, you'll have an ardor for all of God. You just want one part of him. Amen. You'll want all of him. You just want one part of the blessing. Amen. You'll want all the blessing. Now, I'm not Holy Ghost or nothing. You hear me. Amen. But if you're saved, amen, and you're really saved, amen, you ought to want the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You ought to want to follow the Lord, amen, to the upper room and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But there's so many Saul would take part. Amen. And if you'll settle and if you're satisfied for part, amen, then you are in allegiance with Saul. You are parallel with Saul. And you are not a man or woman after God's own heart. Amen. Saul was satisfied with almost. Amen. He had went deep. Amen. But he didn't go deep enough. He went high, but he didn't go high enough. He went close, but he didn't go close enough. But David would say, give me a constant craving. Amen. You blessed me, Lord, and I'm satisfied with my blessing, but I want more. Hallelujah. I've drunk deep and long. Amen. But I'm still thirsty. Amen. I've went deep. Amen. But I like to go a little deeper. Amen. I've climbed high, but I like to go a little higher. Amen. I've got all plumb up to this rung. But Lord, let me reach up for another rung. Amen. Of the ladder of God and climb closer to you. If you're a man or woman after God's own heart, you'll not be satisfied with where you're at. Amen. You'll be satisfied with God, but you'll not be satisfied with yourself. I'm satisfied with God, but I'm not satisfied with Paul. I want to go higher, don't you? Amen. I want to go deeper. Amen. And if you're a man or woman after God's own heart, amen, you'll have a great passion for the righteousness of God. Amen. Psalm 63:1 says, O God, thou art my God, and early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, and my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. What was David wanting? He was wanting even a closer walk. He was wanting another drink. How many at the highway of holiness this morning would like to get closer to Jesus? Amen. How many would like to snuggle up closer to him this morning? Would you lift your hands to heaven? And would you praise him? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. No message about passion would be complete without Psalm 42, verse 1. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Hallelujah. Amen. They tell me that, amen, this heart is a gazelle. Amen. It is a creature very swift. And in these in arid countries, amen, where there no water is, they'll run for miles with their tongue hanging out the side of their mouth. And when they get to that water, Nothing can deter them. I mean, they say you can almost walk up on them, almost touch them. Why? Because, amen, their thirst is greater than their fear. Woo, glory to God. Amen, their thirst is greater than their thirst. Well, Brother Glenn, I don't want to lift my hands. Their thirst is greater than their fear. Well, Brother Glenn, they may kick me out of my church while I'm a pastor. Amen. They may not want me to come back and preach another revival. Amen. But my thirst, amen, is greater, amen, than my fear of man. Amen. And as a heart panteth after the water brook, amen, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Praise the Lamb of God. I'd like to see a whole bunch of folk come running to the altar with their tongues hanging out. Amen. We've got so afraid of the clock. Amen. We got so afraid of our schedule. Amen. We can't even have a move of God in some places where I go. Amen. They're so afraid it's going to go past 12. Amen. We got 2 more minutes. Amen. If I can see your heart with these new glasses. Amen. But you hear me this morning, friend. Amen. If you're a man or woman after God's own heart, you're not afraid, amen, of man as much as you are thirsty of God. Amen. You're not concerned with time as much as you are, amen, concerned, amen, with getting closer to Him. Amen. You're not, amen, occupied, amen, with other foolish things, amen, that will occupy your time and take up your energy, amen, and take up your life, amen, as you are wanting to be occupied fully, amen, with the presence of the Lord in your life. If you're a man or a woman after God's own heart, you'll have a great passion. Amen. You know, I don't know of anywhere in the Bible that Saul just erected an altar unless he had to. Amen. He said, I forced myself, therefore. There'd be some places Samuel say, hey, build it all. He's had a told to do everything. Amen. There's some folks, they have to be told to lift their hand. They have to be told to say hallelujah. They have to be told to say amen. They have to be told, now come on, let's come to the altar and seek the Lord. But a man or woman after God's own heart, amen, they're set on automatic. Amen. Preacher, when are you going to get through so I can get in the altar and pray about what you preach? Amen. So I can reach higher and catch another rung. Somebody shout amen. Amen. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost here this morning. Hey, I said I'm feeling the Holy Ghost here this morning. And in that same 42nd chapter of the book of Psalms, amen, down in verse number 7, deep calleth unto deep. Amen. Amen. When you are a man or woman after God's own heart, you have a great passion, a deep longing. Amen. The deep longings of my soul calls out to the deep resources of thy provisions. The deep sorrow in my life cries out for thy deep joy. The deep pain that I'm experiencing cries out for thy deep healing. Amen. The deep loneliness, amen, that I'm in right now. Help me preach a little while. Amen. It's calling out for thy, amen, thy deep communion. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. My deep unrighteousness is calling out for thy deep holiness. Deep calleth unto deep. Amen, friend. If we've gotten to a place, amen, where we're satisfied with where we're at and we're satisfied with almost. We're satisfied, Brother Jamie Carter, with being in the, amen, in the shallow water. Amen. We're satisfied with playing around, amen, in the shallow stuff. Amen. We'll never, amen, be called a man after God's own heart. I didn't say, amen, you'll not make mistakes. You will. Amen. But if you have a deep sorrow, amen, God will continue to give you a deep passion. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Why don't we climb up another rung on the ladder? I think Brother Collins had it. I mean, he says more things to run in a service than most preachers do preaching a whole revival. Amen. But I think he had it. Let's go a little farther than Smith Wigglesworth. Amen. Let's climb higher than anybody's ever climbed. Amen. Highway of Holiness, I believe you're doing good. Doing wonderful. But let's do even better. Let's climb a little higher. Let's have a greater move of God. Let's see more healings. Amen. Would you lift your hands to heaven and would you praise the Lord? I'm closing. Amen. Amen. Not only does a man or woman after God's own heart have a great allegiance for the Word of God and a great ardor, amen, for the righteousness of God, but he also has a great sense of accountability. Amen. Hallelujah. Now Saul, amen, he blamed everybody else. Amen. Hello? Amen. I was just in the fix, and I just forced it. I just had to do it. Amen. Then later on, amen, Samuel will come again. Saul goofed up again. He said, well, I've done the commandment of the Lord.
You liar.
Amen. What's that livestock out here? Huh? That lowing of the sheep. I mean, that lowing of the oxen, bond of the sheep. What's that I hear? He said, well, it's the people's fault. Amen. They've done it. I couldn't stop them. They've done it. Hallelujah. You say, well, Brother Blanton, maybe God had changed his mind and it wasn't God's will to slay Agai. And Agai was probably not the name of the king. It was probably his title. You know, like Pharaoh was the title of the ruler of Egypt. Agai was probably, amen, the title of, amen, of these people. And, amen, and you say, well, maybe God had changed his mind and give Saul a different direction. No, he didn't. Amen, because when it's all said and done, Samuel took a sword and hewed Agai to pieces. It was still the will of God. God ain't changed. Are you hearing me? I said, God ain't changed. If it was wrong to have a TV 20 years ago, amen, I believe it's still wrong now. If it was wrong to watch movies 20 years ago, I still believe it's wrong. If it's wrong for women to have short hair, amen, 20 years ago, I still believe it's wrong. If it was wrong for women to wear pants 20 years ago, I still believe it's wrong. Will somebody shout amen? Amen. If they preached 20 years ago and we shouted and felt in on it when they preached against amusement parks, amen, somebody shout amen. I believe it's still wrong today. I know there's other things, amen, but I believe God's a rubbing somebody, maybe rubbing them the wrong way. Amen. You'll just have to turn around because God's going to keep rubbing that way. But Saul would not take responsibility. He had no sense of accountability. I'm caught. As soon as he made an ending of that offering, Samuel showed up. That's the way God is. Hallelujah. You think you're going to get by? Amen. But as soon as it's done, Samuel showed up. What hast thou done? What hast thou done? I got this excuse, that excuse, and this excuse, that excuse. He had no sense of accountability. But a man that's after God's own heart even has a great sense of being accountable for the things he does. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look finally at the life of David in Psalms 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. A man or a woman after God's own heart, they'll pray a prayer, not my brother or my sister, but it's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Hallelujah. It's me. I'm the problem. I'm the reason I ain't farther down the road. I'm the reason I'm not no more spiritual than I am. I'm the guilty person. It's me. It's me. Hallelujah. A man after God's own heart. I wonder this morning, God was looking for you before you was ever born. I wonder if he's found a man after God's own heart in you. I wonder if he has. Amen. If you find characteristics of Saul in your life, then friend, probably you're not a man or a woman after God's own heart. But if we have a great love of God's word, if we have a great ardor or passion for his righteousness, and if we have a great sense of accountability, then just maybe we're on our way to being a man or a woman after God's own heart. Amen. It's 7 minutes after 12. Let's gather in as they come and get us a song this morning. Let's gather in this altar this morning. Let's examine ourselves. Let's search our lives. Let's see, amen, where we stand. Amen. Let's climb up another rung. Let's take another step. Let's go a little deeper. Let's go a little higher. Let's drink a little longer. What about it this morning? Let's come. I'd like to be a man after God's own heart, wouldn't you?